Good evening, everybody. This is Frank Allen here on WHRW Binghamton. This is Tract or Fiction. Tonight we have a very wonderful show for you. It's absolutely true that it's a wonderful show. It's going to be a tract that Jack Chick likes to call The Poor Little Witch. Personally, I don't mind calling it that, but it's not my choice, really. Let's see what we got lined up for you tonight. I think we have a whole bevy of people in the studio getting ready to do the tract. The Poor Little... I can hear you whispering.
Sorry.
The Poor...
I'm not whispering. I'm just a voice in your head.
Oh, okay.
Kill.
Okay. Kill. Okay. Let me focus. Focus. The Poor Little Witch.
Somewhere in America, in one of the fine schools in our great system of education, a number of girls are in gym class, playing volleyball. It's not all fun and games, however, for when the ball goes towards Mandy...
Sweet mother of putrescence, Mandy dropped the ball again.
Ugh, of course.
Mandy, can't you do anything right?
I'm sorry.
Why do we have to put up with her?
At home, Mandy struggles with bearing the hatred of her peers.
Mom?
Don't talk to me now, Mandy. Can't you see I'm busy? Since your father left us, I'm the only one who can support this family.
I'd give anything to be like the other girls. If I could only be someone.
Mandy was unable, of course, to see the invisible demon that answered her unholy and selfish prayer.
Oh, you can be somebody, you delicious little girl. I'll see to that.
And so, the next day in school...
Mandy, could you please stay after school?
Oh no, what did I do wrong?
Mandy, I know you're lonely, but you're such a sweet and talented girl. You should have a lot of friends.
Me?
Mandy raced home, elated.
Mom, my teacher, Mrs. White, has invited me to a slumber party at her house this weekend. She's really nice. Can I go?
Sure, why not?
The night of the slumber party, Mandy went to Mrs. White's house.
We have a new girl tonight. Mandy, go easy with her.
Okay. She doesn't know.
Hey, Mandy. Do you want to learn some really neat things?
Sure. Watch this.
The girl waved her hands in a deliberate and practiced pattern, and the dining room table leapt into the air and twirled right before Mandy's eyes.
Wow! Could I do that?
It's easy. We'll show you how.
Hey, Mandy, how would you like to see the other girls drop the ball in P.E.?
I wish. They're always putting me down. Is there a way?
Sure. Here's what you do. Before you go to school, light a candle, sit and stare into the light, and ask Bruth to help you.
Who's Bruth?
Oh, he's... a friend. Just try it and see.
And so, before school, Mandy does as she is told.
Oh, Bruth, you are my friend. Please help me in PE class today. Make Kathy drop the ball. I command you.
Gotcha, baby.
And old Bruth was as good as his word.
Oof! Kathy, you're screwing up today. That's the third time.
Even Mandy is playing better than you today.
This is great.
Across town, a certain church, which shall remain nameless, is getting a new pastor, Reverend Chuckwin.
Pastor, what a blessing to have you lead our congregation.
Thank you, Mrs. White.
Do you find the parsonage comfortable?
Oh my, yes, it's a palace.
Here's a lovely gift, Reverend, to buy some new suits.
Why, I've never been treated so well. Praise the Lord!
We'll take good care of you, Chuckwin.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow. They sure do love me.
So, what do you think of him?
He's a jerk. He doesn't believe in the Bible, so he's ours, bought and paid for.
We'll use the same techniques on him as we used on the others. Next month I'll ask him to join the lodge.
Good. Our church will grow fast because he won't offend anyone.
Soon, Mrs. White takes Mandy aside again.
Mandy, you've grown so fast and filled out so nicely that we feel you should attend this meeting. You will really increase your power.
That's great, Mrs. White.
They hop in the car, but as they pass by the choir practice, a song of praise enters Mrs. White's ears.
Mrs. White, are you okay? You're shaking.
Don't ever go to that place. It's very evil. One of our traitors goes there. Don't ever have anything to do with old Mrs. Grayson or that place. You'll be sorry if you do.
Mrs. White takes Mandy to an old, abandoned, spooky-looking farmhouse where everyone is wearing dark robes.
Gee, Mrs. White, I've never seen a place like this. What's going on?
You ain't seen nothing, kid.
Welcome, beloved brothers and sisters. Tonight is the night of a great celebration and sacrifice to our most holy father in order that he might pour his blessings upon us. Sister Lorraine conceived this child especially for tonight. O most holy father, accept this sacrifice.
This can't be!
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Work on your timing. Here, Mandy, you must drink the child's blood, and our father will bless you and give you increased powers.
No, I can't. I'm sick.
Drink, Mandy, or die.
Gail, do it!
Mandy closes her eyes and drinks the baby's blood, taking a big gulp and feeling its satanic power channeling through her body.
Kind of tingly.
When Mrs. White drops Mandy at home, she leaves her with a warning.
Mandy.
Mandy, I saw you were quite upset tonight. Don't even think about going to the police. Our high priest is the chief of police. There's no way out. I'll see you tomorrow.
I had no idea what I was getting into. There must be a way out. I've never been so scared in my life. What am I going to do?
In her desperation, Mandy goes to the big Christian church looking for help, unaware that it is run by evil pagans.
Oh, surprise, surprise. There's little Mandy. I'm the evil Irish priest. When I tell the high priest about this, she's dead. Holy ho.
Welcome to God's house.
But before the sermon begins, the witches get to the pastor.
Pastor, there's a witch in our church right now. If she joins our church, she'll destroy our children. You must speak out against witches or we'll leave.
This is most distressing.
Oh, pastor, here's another gift showing our appreciation. You'll get rid of the witch. Okay?
And so,
thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. We will not tolerate witches here. They are reprobate, foreordained to damnation.
Amen.
They're talking about me. What am I going to do?
Mandy became even more desperate and began grasping for straws.
Mrs. White said Mrs. Grayson was a traitor. I've got nothing to lose. I've got to take the chance.
Come in, my dear. Can I help you?
I'm in such trouble. Mrs. White said there's no way out.
Oh, yes, there is. I know Mrs. White, and she's a liar. You got into Satanism, didn't you, dear?
Yes, and they killed a baby, and how can I get out? Even the pastor said there's no hope for me.
The church on Maple Road?
Yeah.
I was in the craft once, and I know these people mean business. They will kill you if they can. Come with me, sweetie. I was just on my way to my church. These people are true servants of God. We'll show you how to be free.
Mandy goes to the service, and she can feel God's love enter her heart.
Kind of tingly.
Mandy, Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. His precious blood cancels any contract you've had with Satan and washes away your sins. All you have to do is pray and ask Jesus Christ to save you and become your Lord and Master. Then you can use his power to get rid of the demons.
Lord Jesus, please forgive me and wash me clean. I want you as my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you instead of Satan.
Now, Mandy, you must rebuke Satan and his demons in the name of Jesus.
Satan, I will no longer serve you. Jesus is my Lord and Master. Ruth, you and all the demons in my body, soul, and spirit, stop wiggling. I command you to leave me now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Fine. Sheesh. Man, what a jerk.
You must not go home tonight, Mandy. This is the full moon. It's too dangerous. Stay here a while. They'll try to kill you. Please, Mandy.
Oh, no thank you. I'll be all right.
Unfortunately, Mandy was as wrong about that as she was about pretty much everything in her life thus far. As she walked home, a van pulled up beside her.
Come on, kid. It's time to party.
But I don't want to party.
Mandy was murdered by Satanists that night, but she stood firm and did not deny Jesus. The same night, Reverend Chuckwin died in his sleep because he was fat. They both came before God's throne shortly after. Mandy first.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You did not deny my name. Therefore, I am not ashamed of you, Mandy. Enter to the joy of the Lord.
Here I am, Lord.
Chuckwin, you worker of iniquity.
Evil.
The blood of Mandy and many others is on your hands, as well as the crappy ending of this tract. I mean, honestly, why does the protagonist die at the end of this one? Anyway, you called out my name, but did not follow my commands. You worked for money in the praise of men, and you despise the word. Now depart from me into hell.
The end.
Thank you, everybody. That was that was Poor Little Witch.
Golf clap.
Tract by Jack Chick.